This was presented at the Or Yitzchak Shabbaton at the Jap Camp on June 14th, 03, The Fall of Yishmael and Rise of Mashiach, Parshas Nasar. There are strong signs that America's war machine will continue to roll despite denials. Iran appears next in line. Popular demonstrations against the mullahs, the Islamic dictators, are breaking out even as we speak. American TV transmitters have been set up on the Iraq-Iran border, calling for the revolution to begin. The ruling Ayatollah is threatening to massacre all rebels against Islam and screaming that the Americans are trying to divide the Iranian population. And that's not all the Ayatollah has to worry about. 300,000 American troops are still in Iraq, and the International Atomic Energy Commission is about to declare Iran in violation of its international commitments. Iran is racing to develop nuclear weapons in order to deter a U.S. invasion. But Iran's race to go nuclear will dafka trigger an attack. President Bush has gone on record that, quote, the United States and its allies will not tolerate nuclear weapons in Iran, end quote. The new U.S. policy is strike first to preempt major trouble down the road. Former CIA chief James Woolsey recently commented that, quote, we are poised on the brink of a world war, end quote. Pitting, he implied, the USA and friends against Islamic nations. But the GRA foresaw this war long before the CIA chief, a clash of civilizations, Esav at war with Ishmael. The Zayar divides the 70 nations of the world into two groups. 35 nations follow the lead of Esav, and 35 nations follow the lead of Ishmael. Strictly as an aside, here in the USA, tens of millions of Americans own English-language Bibles in which Esav is called Esau and Ishmael, Ishmael. In the name Esau, E-S-A-U, we find the letters U-S-A. And in the name Ishmael, we find the letters that spell Islam. The final war between Esav and Ishmael boils down to a titanic struggle between the USA and militant Islamic nations. In this great struggle, Islam is doomed. The last five words in Chayei Sara tell us where Ishmael's offspring's portion will fall. Nafal al pnei chol achiv. Then the Torah continues, Ve'ele toldos Yitzchak. These are the offspring of Yitzchak. The Baal HaTorim darshans, when Yishmael's offspring fall, in the end of days, Yitzchak's offspring will rise, and from among them, Mashiach ben David. What a pella! Hundreds of years before Islam became the last great mortal threat to Jewish resettlement of the Holy Land, the Baal HaTorim revealed this secret. Hidden in the last words of Chayei Sara, Yishmael's final fall will coincide with the coming of Mashiach. The Hashkacha that assures the demise of Yishmael coinciding with the rise of Mashiach was set into motion at the beginning of time. The Avos were blessed with the power to bless their offspring. Their Divrei Bracha doomed Islam. Esav HaRasha has to beg and cry to try and pry away a parting bracha from his father Yitzchak. He was thrown the last scrap of meat, a dog bone of a bracha, which secured for him the fat of the earth and dew of the heavens, every pleasure money can buy. Ishmael was not similarly blessed with this worldly comforts. He never received Divrei Bracha from his father Avraham. Not even possession of vast oil reserves would enable the Islamic third world nations to emerge from poverty, debt burdens, apathy, filth, overcrowding, and refugee camps. Worldly wealth in the West has provoked an ayin hara of global proportions in the Islamic Middle and Far East. Enormous envy fuels bitter contempt among the Islamic have-nots of the world. Bin Laden toppled the twin towers of the World Trade Center in order to strike at the heart and symbol of U.S. economic wealth. This Islamic sneak attack on the USA was suicidal in every sense, because Yitzhak's bracha also empowered Esav to wield the sword against Islamic regimes worldwide which threaten Esav's pursuit of happiness in this world. The hashgacha that assures the demise of Yishmael coinciding with the rise of Mashiach was set into motion at the beginning of time. Said Hashem to Avraham, Veheye bracha, you shall be a source of bracha. See Parshas Bereishis, Parshas Lech Lecha in Bereishis, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Beis, Zoch Rashi, Ad Achshav, until now the brachas were in my hand. I bless Adam and Nayach and you, May Achshav, but from now and on, you will bless whomever you desire. So what happened? Abraham gave birth to two sons, Yitzchak and Yishmael, and he did not bless either of them. This is compared in Bereishis Rabbah to a king who owns an orchard. A farmer leases the orchard short term. In the orchard, one tree's fruit contains deadly poison. Next to that tree grows another tree bearing life-sustaining fruit. The farmer figures, if I water the tree bearing life-sustaining fruit, then the tree generating deadly poison will also get watered. I'm not going to water them at all. My lease will soon run out, and the king can do here as he wants. The king is Hashem. The orchard is this world. The farmer is Avraham, to whom Hashem said, Veheyei bracha, you will be a source of blessing. Avraham had two sons, one a tzaddik and one a rasha, Yitzchak and Yishmael. Said Avraham, if I bless Yitzchak, Yishmael will seek to be blessed, and he is a rasha. Instead, I will pass over this opportunity to bless Yitzchak. I will soon pass on, and Hashem can do here what he pleases. As it says, and it came to pass, after Avraham passed away, that Hashem blessed Yitzchak his son, and Yitzchak blessed Yaakov, and Yaakov his 12 sons. And from there on and in, said Hashem to Moshe, behold, the bracha is given over to you, the Kohanim. They will bless my children. Ad Kan the Medrash. We see from here that the power resting upon the Kohanim to bless the children of Israel is a direct Yerusha from Avraham Avinu. Their mitzvah to bless the children of Israel appears in Parshas Nasa. Yishmael never received this Yerusha, a bracha for himself, much less the power to bless others. Yishmael's Islamic offspring spend their lives harming and alarming all mankind, and they got away with murder until 9/11. On 9/11, Yishmael turns on Esav, and in so doing, he sows the seeds of his own destruction. Esav the hunter embarks on his final hunt, a worldwide search and destroy mission targeting Islamic terrorists and their state sponsors. Way back when we were in Mikdash Melech, a boy named Shia learned by us for a while. Shia paid me a surprise visit recently. He told me he just got back from Iraq. Shia was one of 18 Air Rangers who one dark night parachuted into a field outside Baghdad. U.S. armed forces were still hundreds of miles to the south. Iraqi rebels met and hid them in a safe house. Late in the war, Shia's unit attacked a public square occupied by 200 Iraqi soldiers guarding portable missile launchers. Shia says his unit stunned and outgunned an enemy 10 times their size. The Iraqis did not know where the attack was coming from or how large the force attacking them. During a fierce firefight, many fell, The rest fled. But all 18 members of Shaya's unit emerged alive. Ishmael is no match for Esav on a battlefield. The battle provoked by Islam against Esav was suicidal in every sense. Ishmael has played his last hand. He has played the terror card. But Esav has now called the poker player's bluff. The clash of civilizations, the war of two worlds, will end with the complete defeat of Ishmael. This is the end game. The Hashgacha that assures the demise of Ishmael, coinciding with the rise of Mashiach, was set into motion at the beginning of time.